In Chicago, yesterday was supposed to be a day of triumph, the 30th anniversary for one of the Windy City's signature events, the Chicago Marathon. Instead, the day will be remembered by the phrase, runner down. Oppressive heat and smothering humidity forced the city to shut down the marathon midway through the event, but not before dozens of runners collapsed in need of medical care. One runner, 35-year-old police officer Chad Scheiber, was pronounced dead after collapsing. According to the medical examiner, his death was not heat-related, but instead attributed to a pre-existing heart condition. Of the more than 35,000 runners, at least 250 were treated on-site for heat-related injuries, and more than 180 people were taken to local hospitals. Today, the organizers are facing heated questions about why they did not cancel the race altogether, why there was not enough water, and why more ambulances were not standing by. Andrew Wong is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune, and he's been looking into some of those questions, particularly why organizers went ahead with that race.
Basically, they said that, you know, a lot of the participants of the in the marathon had spent, you know, months and months training for it, so that they didn't want to prematurely cancel the event so as not to disappoint them. One of the organizers said to us, quote, marathon runners are tough people. They train in difficult conditions.
And they did have difficult conditions yesterday. Were the race organizers prepared to hold a marathon in these kind of temperatures?
Well, there seems to be some disconnect in terms of what people are saying about that. They had about 200,000 additional servings of water and Gatorade over last year available for runners this year. That may or may not have been enough. Race organizers are saying that, yes, that was enough. There was sufficient supply, while a lot of runners are telling us, you know, dozens of runners have told us, well, we reached a certain mile marker, you know, very early on in the race, and organizers didn't have any water there for us.
Could you describe the race scene, what it looked and sounded and felt like along the course with so many runners wilting in all that heat?
Well, I was at the first place I showed up was around the 16-mile mark. When I got out there, the organizers had just called off the race. The fire department had opened up some fire hydrants, and they were spraying water from both sides of the street onto the runners as they walked by or ran by. There were just more people walking than running. I went out to a Red Cross tent, and there were maybe a dozen people there, you know, sitting on cots, sitting on chairs, just looking completely exhausted. They could barely talk. One athletic trainer I spoke to said that for about 2.5 hours, this is prior to the stoppage of the race, her words were that it looked like a MASH unit with just people coming in with all kinds of heat-related injuries, cramps, dizziness, nausea, that type of thing.
Well, I imagine there's the question of liability now with all these runners who required medical attention. Are the organizers of the race liable or the city?
Well, that remains to be seen. The city, I don't think, I don't think the finger has been pointed to the city necessarily. I think a lot of the actual runners in the marathon have been lodging their complaints against the organizers.
You had a chance to talk to many of the runners. What did they have to say about the decision to go forward with the race?
Well, a lot of them were angry. Some of them were upset because they'd come from faraway places to compete, and they just wanted to finish what they'd started. Others were saying, "Well, we understand because of the heat why the race had to be called, because, you know, safety first. The participants need to be protected." Others were saying, you know, that we heard a ton of complaints and just got a lot of emails and calls about the water not being available at even very early stages of the race.
Andrew Wong is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Andrew, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.